Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you're on a date, and this guy, he's kind of, you know, whatever. He's fine. He's a little awkward. But it like goes well enough, and you end up staying at this Chinese restaurant like all night. Like they're trying to kick you guys out. And, you know, he ends the date with this really corny pickup line. And, you know, whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine. Fine enough to go on a second date. And this time, you go to his house, and he's cooking you dinner. And you're hanging out, and you're having fun, and he shows you, like, the toy robot dog that's voice command that he designed at his office. And you excuse yourself to the upstairs bedroom to use the landline. Then, while you're on the phone, he comes upstairs and he's like, hey, let's go for a drive. And takes you to his office where he finds the head of security and he's like, people are trying to break into my office. This woman is a spy and she's trying to get secret information out of me. And then the head of the company shows up, and you all have to go to his office, and you look around together, and they see that like no one's there, and there's no like spy tricks going on. And then he's like, "Oh, well, do you want to get together this weekend? What do you do?"
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Was he joking on you?
I don't know why there's even a question. He dragged you to his office
in the middle of the night.
And then just to accuse you of being a spy.
Yes.
Now, you said this, like, is this a normal business office, or is this, like...
Is it in a volcano?
No, it's not okay. In a volcano. It's like an industrial park. Like, you know, like one of those offices out in Culver City.
But what is the reason that if he thought you were a spy, why didn't he just call his head of security to come to the house?
Well, wait, is that it, or is it that he spotted someone else who could have been a spy?
He called you a spy!
Well, here's the thing. So it turns out you
are you
technically
a spy?
Yes, you're part of a team of spies.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, well, no.
Hold on.
But it's like, is it just that you don't happen to be spying on him?
No, you are. You are. You're the honeypot, and you're definitely you've been going on dates with this guy to get his like ID badge specifically so you can break into his office.
So he's smart. I don't know. Maybe you keep him around.
Yeah. He does eat, but you know.
Well, it seems like it's your job to keep him around.
Wait,
right?
So he suspects that you are a spy?
What happens is you actually kind of make an amateur move, and you leave your real ID in your purse down on the coffee table.
So he finds that.
He finds that you've been using a fake name.
He's digging through your purse, though.
Well, his voice-activated robot dog knocks it over. And
what the fuck is this?
He created the voice recognition chip that went into a toy dog that his company is making.
No, but their toy asking, division. She's asking, what is this based on?
Oh, not further explanation.
Yeah, no, I understand like that he has stuff he doesn't want stolen.
You see, but the toys is really just like a front. They're doing a lot of other covert technology.
Is this small soldiers?
No, this is the 1992 classic Sneakers.
Oh.
Did you guys ever see that movie?
No.
I did. I don't remember it scene for... I don't remember, I guess, the plot. But I did see it.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Is
Werner,
there chemistry there on the second date?
I mean, she turns it on. You know, this is...
But it's chemistry.
Yes, it's Mary McDonnell, like, convincing him that he's a very sexy man. And Stephen, what's his name? Toblerowski, you know him? Mm-hmm. The bald guy with the glasses, mm-hmm. character actor.
Ned Ryerson,
yes, exactly. He plays the lovable loser very well. And I don't know, I think maybe there's a future after this whole... spy-scape thing is run its course.
What? She's a spy.
I think if I busted someone for being a spy and then I had... Because then the next thing is he's going to like apologize. Like once I've apologized for a thing that was actually I wasn't wrong, I've got too much pride to stay with that person.
Yeah. There's,
like that would be just so humiliating to be like, wait, you knew that you were a spy. I called you out on it. You didn't admit it. And then you let me feel bad about it. I don't know how you have a future.
But then
you're wrong on top of it that like, or not wrong, but like there's no evidence. So like you kind of look stupid too.
Yeah.
But even if Liz was to like come clean in the final act and do the she's all that, never been kissed kind of like it started as a spy game. But now I realize I truly love you.
Yeah, she'd have to grovel pretty hard, I think.
Okay.
But we weren't doing it from his perspective. We were doing it from her
perspective. We switched
perspectives
at some point.
So from her perspective, yeah, keep your game going. You're good at your job.
Yeah, you gotta go back to Werner's house. Okay.
Yeah, go back to the Chinese restaurant and recapture the magic from the first date.
No, or there honestly, wasn't magic, Patrick.
No, but maybe I'm saying to keep your deep
no
cover.
There was no magic. I don't know if you were listening. There was no magic.
It was the appearance of magic.
Faux magic. She's like pouring it on, poor.
Yeah, or you level it up, right? So either that head of security or the head boss guy, you maybe adjust your affections to one of them.
Interesting.
just start it over.
Just do a hard left turn into the arms.
Well, he betrayed you, so you get to be the betrayed one. Oh, he accused me. Can you imagine me a spy?
Yeah. That guy's so paranoid. Can you believe?
That's insane.
A man like you would never think that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing this Saturday, Cosmo? Mm-hmm.
So you just start it all over again. It's like a cycle, like a thing that goes in a circle that comes on itself.
Yes.
Well, if she was able to honeypot Ben Kingsley, that would be such more a direct line into the heart of that.
And I would remember that from having seen the movie instead of having lost it to the loops of time.
We're doing loop ships.
Oh my God. I think every single person except for Colin tried to do segue to loop.
Segues are for the week. I forgot that was even our format.
You really? Our show is we talk about sneakers, right?
I've been gone for a week. I can't remember all these details. But it feels good to be back in the loop. Hey guys, we're doing loop.
Oh
ships.
My God! Oh, wow, revisionist history in the making. We are doing loop ships, and this is because Returnal is coming out, which is, you know, about time and stuff.
What is it?
It's a video game, Sony Entertainment exclusive that's coming out on PS5.
It's a Housemarque game, right?
A what?
The developers are Housemarque. They were originally like all like arcadey kind of like shoot 'em up style games.
Which is interesting because this game is not that.
Right. I mean, they did like Dead Nation and Alien Nation and the one that came out right at the beginning of the PS4 where you're just like a spaceship shooting stuff. Mm-hmm. But like this game is like you're on a planet and you keep like dying and coming back and experiencing like the same loop of time over and over again.
And it has kind of like, as far as like mood, like Prometheus or like Alien type vibes.
Totally.
Like it has kind of like a hard sci-fi feel to it. And you're like, I think you play as the lady that we see in the trailer. And it just, it's like a gritty, I'm on an alien planet kind of vibe. Yeah, so that's coming out. And that was something that it was like kind of not headlining the PS5 or the PS5 like announcements, but was something that like seemed like one of the bigger games that was going to be coming out.
Yeah, yeah. They featured it on one of their like recent State of Play things, too. I
think. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm a little suspicious. Is this just a clever way to only have to design one level of a video game? Because isn't that sort of, in my experience, just playing the same part over and over and over again because you die is how video games work?
Yeah, because well, if that's how video games work, then the game Luigi's Mansion 3 is a looper game. I cannot beat that stupid composer guy. I've died every single time. I did it for hours at my mom's house. She was going to bring it to my house. I said, you have to beat the composer before you come here because I don't want to play him again. It's a loop.
That's a fun
fight.
It is
a loop. I think that like there that like, you know, time loops obviously are very, very popular right now in movies, but also we're seeing a lot of games right now kind of doing that, kind of playing with the idea of like taking what happens in a video game, right? Which mm-hmm. is like you right. dying and respawning mm-hmm. and like doing that in a narrative form. So like this game and then also Deathloop
yep.
is gonna be coming out in a couple weeks.
It just got delayed. It's coming out in September now.
Well, so it's pulling the old cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I hope there's little weenies in this one too.
are there little the weenies in cyberpunk?
Well, there are some big weenies if you want. you can
grow them.
You can literally pick like what kind of vagina or penis you want your main
Shut
character
up.
To have. Yeah, I'm serious.
That's disgusting.
It's so fucking weird too, because like in my knowledge, you don't ever see it aside from like when you're building your character and like moving him back and forth and his dick is like waving in the wind.
What? I mean, it's a first person game. So like,
yeah,
yeah, you never
so
even
really
see
not
your character.
So you
yeah.
just like that's know so... about you're like, it's your own little secret.
It's your own little heart, mm-hmm. you know?
Now, which I know that building like a character is like your avatar. That is like a very customizable thing. And I get
I
that
love
that's
doing
part
it.
Of the
love
fun.
Character build.
But I think if you're going to do genitalia, you should just get random ass genitalia and have to live with it. Like if you get a little weenie, that's who your character
well,
is.
I
and you have to walk around knowing you've got little dick energy the whole
well,
game.
Well, here's the thing. The whole thing about cyberpunk specifically, right, is like you are what you want to be, right? In cyberpunk, because like just in that genre, right? Like you can upgrade anything, you can have anything.
Oh,
any,
okay.
Yeah, like that's the whole thing. Like you can have a bionic arm if you want to, you know, like...
Yeah, that
whatever
bodies are
want.
Modifiable.
Right. And I think now, including what kind of genitalia you want to have.
Does your character have sex with people?
I'm sure. I haven't played through it. I've only played through like half of the first act.
I find that really disturbing.
It is weird. It's a very strange detail to have. I do understand, and I actually like the phrasing of it, like when you pick like what, like if you want a penis or vagina.
Yeah.
It just says like choose style, which I like. Mm-hmm. And it's like a kind of more inclusive, right? And like you can kind of play as like whatever type of person you want to be and whatever, right? So that's kind of like cool. But like it is weird to me that you see it and you're like, now I'm going to customize it. Like it just seems very strange.
Wasn't there a Conan the Barbarian game from a couple years ago that also had like... A too in-depth dick editor.
Probably. I did not play it. Also, you can change the like pubic hair color and style.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That one I could get behind. I'm like, you know what?
What? If Why do you like the pubic hair, but you don't like the big floppy dick?
Because you can,
if you want,
if you can wear, you can wear clothing presumably where your big tufts of pubes come over your low-rise jeans. I
you could wear clothing where your dick is out.
That's illegal. I guess maybe I'm too tied to my Byzantine regulations of dick coverings here in America.
Yeah. Free the penis.
There you go.
So does anyone have a loop ship?
I have a loop ship that we've sort of talked about before and is like right in line with this conversation that we're having about not about dicks, Ryan, calm down, but about how video games now are like, there is a definite trend of like making deaths in games diegetic, like not making it part of the gameplay, but part of like the actual world of the game is that you are either dying or going back in time to the time before you died. And of course, I'm steering us back into Hades, you guys.
I've been playing that like crazy lately.
It's I know we spent a long time talking Hades a while ago. At the time, I kind of wanted to just like talk about, you know, sort of how shippable everyone in that game is. And I believe I was talking about Sisyphus being like a sweet boy and whatever. All of that has been replaced in my mind by like the one ship in that game that I absolutely cannot get over. And it's Zagreus, who is the main character, and Thanatos, the god of death, who is a romanceable character in the game. He will appear as you're going through to just sort of like challenge you. In Hades, you are Zagreus, the son of Hades, and you're trying to escape from the underworld. And every time you don't make it, you just, you know, wake up back in your father's realm, and you just try to like just do it over and over again. And sometimes Thanatos will appear and he like issues a little challenge, but it's mostly like an opportunity for him to like help you along.
Yeah.
And like that sort of like typifies your relationship with him, that like he's always like sort of needling you, and he's got this like dark energy, and Zagreus is like, he's like a hell puppy. I don't know. There's something like very pure and fun about what Zagreus does.
I love it. Or what Thanatos does.
I think they both like alternately have like some puppy qualities, but they're also both like kind of broody and dark. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're so good. And when like deep enough into the game, Zagreus is revealed to be the god of blood, which is a cool, like, you know, like dark, I don't know. There's something like crunchy to it. I love it. And then just to have like the god of blood and the god of death, like in this relationship, it's just so satisfying. And the fan art community for all of Hades is just like out of control. Like people love drawing these characters, but Zagthan, #Zagthan, like it's so good. There's so much.
Yeah.
And like I can scroll forever on that fan art before I see something that's like too sexy, but then I'll hang out and check out the too sexy stuff for a while too.
Yeah, I mean, I really love them together. I right now in my romancing of them right now, like I think they're gonna make me choose at some point because I'm trying to like play the field with Meg and Than.
Are you romancing Dusa at all?
I wanted to possibly get a companion from Dusa. Because Dusa gives you a companion, right?
Yeah.
So I've been pushing Dusa a little bit. I don't really have any interest in pursuing anything real with Dusa.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing: the game will not make you choose. You can get fully.
Do fully with everybody?
Yeah.
Oh well, then there you go.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm like pretty. I'm equal with both Than and Meg.
Yeah.
And someone I forgot who was like, "Oh, I hear that like you're kind of like hanging out with both of them," and I was like, "Oh my god, can I thruple?" Like I was like kind of freaking out.
You can't really thruple. You can just sort of date them both. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not nothing. No, I'm not going to get a cutscene with like.
But I feel like there's no real stable relationships in the Land of Gods, right?
I mean, it's weird because like even though the relationships are fraught, there's something about the way that Than like very consistently shows up, like, even though he doesn't show up every run, but like he will show up to try and help you, aka to kind of like give you shit about like if you like he'll be like, "Oh, I'm back here to help you, I have to help you," but like really I'm like, "But you show up though, so like
Yeah, he no shows up, you. And then he also like checks in with you after that run is complete.
Yeah,
and you know it's a fucking thing where like he doesn't come out and say like I'm checking in on you. I want to make sure you're doing okay, but like you know that's why he's there. I love it.
He's very like tsundere or whatever, like that anime trope of like feelings.
Yes,
but like like he's extremely hot.
Yeah, he's an absolute babe. Kelly, you should romance everyone just as hard as you can. Dusa ends up being Ace, so like you can have like a romantic relationship with her, but there's no fuck scene for them.
Okay, cool.
Kelly, I would say do not give up because I am on Tumgr and hashtag than Zag Meg leads me to believe that you are definitely not alone in this.
Oh yeah, no, it's very popular ship.
You're getting that throuple.
Yeah,
it's out there at least in fan art form.
The Meg Than, Meg Zagreus relationship. Ryan is an old flame one.
Ooh.
Which I know you.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, so she's like the thing that kind of like prompts the start into their relationship is like she's like she shows up in your room and you're like and she's like I'm just getting some of my stuff and you're like ooh. Oh, interesting. Oh, and then also I was like I really regret that I didn't put any gems towards like making this room look cooler because you are seeing it.
Even when you make Zag's room look cooler, it's like cooler in a like total bachelor kind of way. He's got like posters on the wall where like one of the corners is like curling up.
Oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
like
no,
a set
I'm
of
like,
weights.
I'm Zag. Like, ooh, don't look Zag. At my Aphrodite poster.
It's like Farrah Fawcett coming out of the water.
Yeah.
But I mean, truly, there is no ship that has like been in the front of my brain as much as this one for the last like 6 months or whatever. I just love them so much.
I'm so glad you got like a late pandemic obsession. Those are really good to have.
I'm so upset because I ordered you a Christmas present related to this. And I don't know where it is. It like never came. What? And I was like meaning to give it to you. But, you know, whatever. It's somewhere in the ether.
Cool, man.
Great
cool,
story, bro.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's fucking April, so whatever.
Yeah, I know. And I also still have, I've told Ryan and Pat, I have something for you, Colin, that's like been sitting and it's very weird. But for the sake of SDS, because it's something you've talked about on SDS, I need you to like post a picture on the SDS Twitter.
Yeah.
Of you with it when you get it.
I mean, I was the only thing stopping us is I don't have it.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly, I've tried to out weird everyone with what I got you for Christmas.
I should post.
Honestly, yeah, you should. I mean, it's not as good as what you got, Colin, but I feel like our listeners will appreciate.
Wait, what
we'll do a round. We should do a round table of our photos on Twitter.
Yes.
And thank you, Ryan. Okay.
You guys, again, it's April.
Well, I gave it to her in December and she never posted it.
She gave it to me in December and is good. I'm the bad one because I just have them on my shelf. Or in the ether. I don't know where that
interesting,
went.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Guys, okay. It's been a tough year.
It has. And time has no meaning. It's just been bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're talking loop ships.
Loop
ships.
Did it every single time.
I have a loop ship.
Let's hear it.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, but I have talked a little bit on the show about how I really want to go back in time one day and just make out with myself super hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know.
Doppelbanger.
Yeah. A doppelbanger, exactly. So it's, you know, it's pretty well established. It's a thing I'm into. And I was just thinking about that movie Looper again. And let me tell you, those boys want to doppelbang so hard. It's just, it's offensive.
You're talking Bruce and JGL?
I'm talking Bruce and JGL, the titular loopers. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. It's a very fun sci-fi flick. But basically, there are mafioso assassins called loopers, where in the distant future, the mafiosos send their victims back in time to a cornfield where they're assassinated, like, quickly and disposed of in a way that the cops will never track it down. But the thing is, and those assassins are called loopers, and that's JGL's job. It pays very well, and there's, like, you know, sort of mystique and criminal it's just, like, a cool-ass thing to be. They all wear skinny ties and shit. Mm-hmm. But the catch is, you know, if you're a looper, one day you're going to have to close the loop. And that's when they send yourself back in time, so you have to basically commit future suicide in a weird way. But you're hooded, so you can't tell. And then you get, like, this big, huge payday, and you know, like, okay, well, that's how I die.
Like, I just killed myself, yeah.
Yes, but 30 years from now, or 40 years from now, whatever it may be. And so Looper is the movie where JGL is the assassin, and Bruce Willis, him from the future, comes back, and he's not wearing his hood, and so it gives him, like, a slight hesitation, and they get into this fight, and now JGL has to track him down and kill him, otherwise he'll be tortured by the mafia who he works for. Is Jeff Bridges or Jeff Daniels? I think it was Jeff Daniels.
It was Jeff Daniels, but it's been a little while since I've seen the movie.
Yeah. I think it's Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. I think it is as well. But anyway, so he's got to track down Bruce Willis. But there is the scene where they're in the diner and, you know, they're like, they're just Bruce Willis tough guy in each other, because they, like, mock up JGL's face to look more like Bruce, which is kind of hilarious, but, you know, convincing enough.
The cheek prosthetics are great.
They're very, very funny looking. But not, like, distracting when you're watching the movie. Just if you isolate them, they look very silly. But he's got, there's the conversation they're having when Bruce says, then, like, he's threatening to kill him, and Bruce says, why don't you pull that thing out from between your legs and do it, little boy? And I'm just like, come on, how much more?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Like, they got us 99% of the way there. Instead of the gunfight happening in that diner, it should have been a sex scene. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I could see it. It is Jeff Daniels. I just looked it up.
Nice. Great.
Close the loop. Close the loop. Right?
Yeah.
So each of them at the same time put the penis in the boo.
At the same time?
I don't know how it's done, but they're going to figure it out.
It's the future. They have tech.
How many doppelbangers would you need to be able to create, like, one loop of D to B to D to B to D to B to D?
Probably
five?
Five. I think it is five. I'm just thinking of, like, angles and, like, turning, you know?
Well, it depends. Can you just go into the... This is, like, kind of around the time of cyberpunk. Can you just make a few clicks and get a super long wanger for a couple hours?
Yeah, or, like, one that has an elbow.
There you go. The right angle
wang. Just a little elbow dick. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So, my loop ship... My loop ship is an anti-ship.
Oh, no.
So I was thinking of loops. What has loops? Roller coasters. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm sure we've talked about this on the show, because I have been very vocal in my disgust for this ship.
Oh, my goodness. Is it? Oh, I hope it is.
Oh, my God. I really am curious what it could be, for what you think it is. It is the movie Fear.
Yes!
Okay, Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg, he's like a bad boy who like beats himself up really scarily while looking into the distance, and then like pretends that this girl's dad beat her up.
Yeah, because
he's like,
it's such a weird specific that where he pokes, the dad pokes Mark Wahlberg in the chest, and then he's like, oh, that's the spot. I got to be bruised. Like,
yeah.
That little hint of truth. But I guess that's what makes him a real psychopath, huh?
Yeah, well, because he's fixating on hints of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I know that this movie is supposed to be a horror movie and that he's a bad guy. But even in the moments where we're supposed to be like, oh, he's so sexy, I find him disgusting.
I don't think we're supposed to find him sexy.
Are we supposed to just be like, Reese is getting into something bad?
I think the movie was a hit with young teen girls.
Yes.
But I do think the POV character is the dad.
The dad.
So like it's just a coincidence that watching Reese Witherspoon get turned on for their first time turned on a lot of young girls. Yeah. I don't think we're supposed to think he's sexy.
Right. Mm. I think that it's I think they didn't realize what having Reese Witherspoon get fingered by Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, what that would do.
It, with Wild Horses playing in the background. Right.
Having her first orgasm.
While going down.
While being on a roller coaster.
On a roller coaster. Like, I feel like they were like, oh, this is dangerous. And then like a lot of teens were like, ooh, it is dangerous.
Yeah.
But also Wild Horses is playing. So I feel lulled into like safety.
Well, yes. I think, you know what? I'd like to give him enough credit. Like, cause maybe it is like a PSA thing. Cause you have to show the kids are smart. The kids know that it's fun to get fingered on a roller coaster, or they'll figure it out eventually.
But, I don't know.
Is that fun? Is that a hat on a hat?
End, if you, I mean,
I'm scared about that because for me, I'm like, you're jamming some, like you're going to miss
right.
And like something bad's going to happen.
I mean, I'm far too thrilled by roller coasters to even attempt it. I know it would just be trouble. I can't trust myself when I'm on a roller coaster.
Your hand is going to be going crazy and like, I don't know. I would just be afraid that, like, you would accidentally jam my pee hole or something. Like, I would just be, I'm just scared about what might happen there.
Well, there's angle issues.
Yes.
There are angle issues. Like, you're restrained by a harness and not in a fun way.
Right. And she's, like, sitting straight up. So that I was concerned about because she's sitting, she's not, like,
wait, so I've never actually seen it. What kind of roller coaster is it? I've never seen Fear.
It's an old school, like, no loop-de-loops.
Like a wooden coaster?
Wooden okay. Like wooden, like Ghost Rider or like the kind at Santa Cruz.
Sure.
It's probably like Apocalypse at Six Flags Santa Clarita.
Yeah. Also wearing only a lap bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a lap bar. And she's, I think, probably, I don't know for sure, but I think it's an overall skirt.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. She's wearing like an overall skirt.
Scorderalls.
It's the 90s.
It's the 90s. I think she probably has a big flannel over top.
Yeah. Or it's like maybe she's wearing his flannel
she's
thingy.
She's probably wearing his stinky flannel.
Also, okay, Patrick. You've never seen this movie.
No.
Have you seen clips of the makeout scene?
Yes.
Okay. So that has already happened. So just so you know, he has eaten her face with his lips. It's very disgusting. His kissing style is very gross.
But loves it.
She loves it. She's like, my face is too dry.
Yeah, she
moisturize it with your lips. So that's, I mean, I don't know. It's, I know, I guess it's not as sexy to me as other dangerous kind of, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's just not doing something for me personally.
I think that when this movie came out, there were very, very, very few depictions of teenage girls having orgasms.
That's true.
Like,
you're
almost
right.
Zero.
So it's just the first.
Yeah. I think it's like that's part of what made it. Like, even I don't even think you see women having non-comical orgasms in Cruel Intentions.
Like, or at least consensual ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I feel like it was. I don't know if special is the wrong word, but I feel like it was unique in that way. It's just you didn't see women just having.
You're right.
Or teen girls having just pleasure.
Yeah.
Because it was either Loaded and scary or comical or non-existent. And it was just a girl writhing sexily on a guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas I feel like by the same age, I had seen a lot of teen boys had orgasms.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And American Pie was just around the corner.
Yeah.
And that was going to be nonstop. Oh,
and then there'd be all kinds of weird non-consensual stuff.
True. So that's my anti-ship. And there's not even a loop, but it has a roller coaster.
Anti-ship just in that, don't date stalking murderers or don't get
well you can date a stalking murderer.
No,
that's
you can't
sexy.
What stop
okay.
It
no. Okay, have you seen Crimson Peak? I'm just saying it's possible if you have also ghosts. I think Yes. The ghosts add like a good element. I think also Tom Hiddleston, maybe it's just for me. Okay. Have I told you guys that Lindsay has dissed me so many times in not on purpose about Tom Hiddleston?
Like she doesn't find him attractive?
Well, no. So I was like saying that I think that Tom Hiddleston is sexier when he's like in character. And I don't think he's sexy on the red carpet. And she was like, well, because he always plays creeps. And I was like, wow. Okay. And then when I was talking about Loki, I was like, oh, he like looks so sexy there. And then she said something else to her. It was like, she was like, oh, well, he's like really creepy in that. And I was like,
I guess my type is creepy. Tom Hiddleston. Lindsay is dissing you at all. I think she's making an accurate observation.
No.
Yeah.
It is an accurate thing. It's only a diss in that it's like a coincidence diss. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a diss in that, Kelly, you recognize that that is, in fact, your type. Like,
I know.
Wet,
it just hurts me.
Look.
Goo yes. Bag. Yes. I like when he has like a Party City wig that's like streaky. Okay, like I've already said this. Like I already think that like the guy in The Americans, right?
Yeah,
Phillip, right. The worst,
I only think
the
he's
wig,
sexy.
Right.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. worst. If he's in that stringy ass wig, I'm ready for it. When he's
girl.
Just himself. Not
you're gonna have a fucking splashdown if you watch the new Netflix prank show because it is all bad wigs.
A sentence that has never been said.
A new Netflix prank show. Can you imagine? Oh,
I mean, I'm afraid for Kelly to watch it because what if you really do discover that it's the Party City wigs? You thought it was like sassiness and like sexy conniving. No.
It's much more superficial than that.
I love, well, because I just love like knowing that like, I'm like, oh, you all think he looks bad, but like, I know that he's like,
oh my god,
secretly hot.
I just want to chew that nose putty right off his face.
Okay, but you guys can't. I mean, you have to admit that when Loki was twirling those knives, you probably were ready for the waterworks.
Oh yeah,
ready for the waterworks.
You guys are going down Splash Mountain.
Ryan, do you want to tell us your lube ship?
Yes. It is sweet. No, it's from a movie that I think I've mentioned on this show before, or at least talked to you guys about before, that came out during summer 2020. And it is about a lube, and it kind of takes the Groundhog Day thing and one-ups it by having both people be in the lube together.
Yes.
It's going to be called Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And my ship is the main ship from the movie, Niles and Sarah. But it's just, I love the idea of like being, you know, they're kind of trapped in this loop together, experiencing the day of her sister's wedding over and over, but then also falling in love and then really choosing to be together. Because like they're trapped together, but then ultimately they choose to have a relationship. It's very sweet.
Yeah, so, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a very good rom-com.
Really good. Yeah, and I love that end moment when they walk in together.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
It is a really sweet ship.
I like that part of that ship is them, like, having to allow each other space even though they're trapped in this thing together, mm-hmm. right? Like, where she starts, like, the section where she's just, like, taking classes and, like, trying to understand the metaphysics of what's happening and, like, you know, that part of their relationship is time apart. Like, just like recognizing that they need that from each other is, I don't know, like interesting and mature and almost something you don't expect from a movie that starts with J.K. Simmons shooting Andy Samberg in the leg with a crossbow, you know?
Right.
Totally. And also starts with like the first 10 minutes are kind of the Groundhog Day premise.
Right.
Like, we kind of start at the end of the movie Groundhog Day. Like, He's figured out the perfect day. He's figured out the way to get the girl he likes to like him and all that. But that's just kind of where we start. And then we go and he has to like really reckon with other people as people.
And yeah, I love that. Like also when we start, like he thinks he's figured everything out, mm-hmm. but he's like literally like paralyzing his own like growth and is like literally stuck in a loop, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good movie. I like that movie.
It's so.
I also really ship J.K. Simmons with his like off camera wife and family
because
like because you think like from Andy Samberg's character's perspective like oh he's just this horrifying villain that like is like a Terminator, you know, seeking revenge and is relentless and stuff like that. But that's really just J.K. Simmons needs to like deal with the fact that he's living the same day over and over again. And it is like his therapeutic method is like, okay, I'm going to go murder Andy Samberg horribly real quick. But then he like goes back and sort of just resigns himself to this, you know, peaceful normcore day with his family out in the suburbs. And it's like,
in Irvine.
Yeah. Usually it's fine and he can live with it because he's, you know, he did all right for himself. He's got a home and a family who he loves, so he can survive this time loop thing.
Yeah. Oh, I like it a lot.
Me too.
Hey guys. Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.